One of the biggest questions that I get from clients when we have determined that it does make sense to be an S corporation is, how do I get money out of the business? And what do my taxes look like now? Because this is all new to me and I'm not sure even what it looks like. How does that money get from the business to me personally? Do I pay taxes twice? How does this even look? And then it really turns into a lot of questions and answers and dissecting and figuring out, because let's face it, it is all new and different. So let's talk about that today. I want to make sure that you understand how your tax is an S corporation and how you'll be getting money out, all the details that you need to make sure you're prepared for your 2024 and 2023 maybe taxes. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going. So let's assume that your tax professional has determined that an S corporation makes sense for you. By the way, you want to make sure that it really does make sense. Don't just assume that an S corporation is going to make sense and do the election by yourself without talking to your tax professional. I see that happen from time to time, and sometimes the decision was made without all the facts that they needed to make it. And it ends up causing a problem where it can. So I want to put that out there really quickly to make sure that an S corporation does make sense. Now, assuming that it does, then what do your taxes look like? Because it's a whole new world out there. You have this new tax form that you have no idea what it looks like. You don't know how to get money out of the business. There's just a lot of other pieces of information that you need to make sure that your taxes are being handled properly. So let's start with the difference in the tax form. If you are electing S corporation, that form is called an 1120S. The S obviously signifying the fact that it is an S corporation. Beyond that, there's a lot of other differences. The form looks entirely different than your 1040 does. It looks entirely different than a Schedule C does. And there are different rules that you need to follow. First of all, you'll want to make sure that you're paying yourself a reasonable compensation once the IRS approves the S election. I actually don't recommend that you go ahead and get set up on payroll until you have the letter in hand from the IRS saying that they have accepted your S election, mainly because you are not required to pay yourself a reasonable compensation until they accept it. And sometimes the IRS can be, let's just say, difficult in how long it takes them to approve things. And there can be various hoops that you have to jump through. So paying yourself a wage before you have to is just silly, because you're paying extra taxes before, and really not even before they're necessary. You're just paying extra taxes and it's unnecessary. Once you get that S election and you start paying yourself a reasonable compensation, one of the things that I see, it's either one of two things. A tax professional just assumes that you can pay yourself, let's just say $30,000 or $36,000 or $40,000 in wages. They go, that's probably about right. And then you start paying yourself. The other side of the coin is that I see sometimes where the owner is used to being a corporate or used to working for a really big company, and they make a lot of money. Let's say you're used to making over six figures in corporate, 150, 200, maybe even more than that. So you start this S corporation and you want to pay yourself the same wage because in your mind, that's what you're worth. There's a totally different mindset when you own a business. So walking into having an S corporation and assuming that you're going to pay yourself the same amount of wage is not the best choice either, because then you overpay in payroll taxes. There is a sweet spot for how much you want to pay yourself on your wage. You really don't want to pay yourself a dollar more than the IRS requires you to. That may mean that you only pay yourself $60,000 a year. And you might have been used to paying yourself $200,000 a year and corporate. So then the question is, okay, that's fine. I understand that I will pay less taxes overall, but how do I get the rest of the money out of the business that I need to live on? My family and I had this lifestyle, and I need a certain amount of money to come out of the business to pay for that. That money comes out through distributions. These are equity distributions. So what is equity? That's the next question. Okay, what does that even mean? Equity is, I like to refer to it as like a savings account. Think about the savings account you have at the bank, and you put money in that account. You have a little bit extra at the end of every month. You put money over there to save for a rainy day or to save for a vacation or whatever that is. Same thing in the business. You will pay taxes in that on the profit of that S corporation, regardless of whether you pull money out of the business. I'm going to say that again. Just because you have not pulled the money out does not mean that you're not paying tax on it. And when you pull the money out, does not mean you're paying taxes again. This is one of the things I hear often where people just get confused between a C corp and an S corporation. A C corporation, you do pay tax when you pull the money out. You don't pay another tax in an S corporation when you pull the money out. And the difference is because with an S corporation, you get a new form that you have probably never seen before called a K-1. K as in kangaroo, K-1. This form is going to have all of the information that you need from the business to put on your 1040 so that you can pay taxes on your 1040. Because again, an S corporation does not have a double tax. An S corporation cannot pay tax inside of that entity. You personally pay taxes on any income that you have in that S corporation. And the reason or the way you do is by having that K-1 that shows the income, any kind of interest, really any number of details could be on that K-1, but you need that form to prepare your 1040. When that income from the year goes on your 1040, you're going to pay tax on that. You might not have pulled out a single dollar extra out of the business. You might not have pulled out any distributions. It doesn't matter. You're still going to pay taxes on that. Now, then the next question is, how do I come up with the money to pay those taxes? You can take a distribution to pay those taxes. As long as you have equity in the business, there is nothing wrong with pulling money out of the business to pay those taxes. When you're a business owner, typically that's the way that it works anyway, because the business has the extra money and you're reinvesting and doing all this stuff in the business bank account. Typically, the business bank account is where all the extra money is going to be. So when you need to pull money out to buy Christmas presents or to go on family vacation or to do a repair in your house or to pay your taxes, it's going to come from excess funds in the business. Those excess funds are called equity, and you can do so via distribution. And as long as that equity balance is positive, you can pull money out. If your equity goes negative, it can create problems. You can actually end up owing additional tax on those distributions and have to pay capital gains tax on it, because essentially the IRS views it as a gain. So you want to be really careful about that and make sure you're tracking it. And you will be able to track this number a couple of ways. During the year, you're going to be tracking it by looking at your balance sheet. At the very bottom of your balance sheet, there's an equity section. It's where the retained earnings is going to be, where the profit or loss for your business is going to be. There might be a couple of other accounts on your balance sheet because every balance sheet is a little bit different. But that equity section is where you're looking. You want that to be positive. Now, be really careful. If you're doing your own bookkeeping and your CPA or tax professional has not looked at it to confirm everything is correct, you might want to have them look at it if you're planning to pull out quite a bit of money out of the business, just to make sure there are no issues. Because if there are errors inside of your financials, then your equity balance might not be correct. And so I want to put that caution out there, because sometimes we're trying to save a dollar, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, but when you're trying to save a dollar with your bookkeeping and you've got errors inside of those books, it can create other problems. And that is what I don't want to see happen. So it is worth looking to just make sure there are no major issues inside of your financials before you pull out a significant equity distribution. Barring any issues there, as long as your equity is positive, you can pull that money out. And this is probably something that you want to be tracking in your financials every month when you look at those numbers to see what is left over. What can I pull out? It doesn't mean that you have to pull that money out, because frankly, you might need that money in your business to operate. Pulling all of the money out of your business every month is probably not super responsible, because your business needs money to run. especially if you are growing and maybe you need to hire some new people or you're increasing your marketing spend. There's a number of different things going on inside of your business at any given point in time. If you are a business that is growing, you need that money in your business so that you can make sure you have enough to operate on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. But if you have enough money in the business and you have some extra equity, then it is perfectly fine to pull that money out. In fact, I recommend that you do. We work hard as business owners. So you want to be able to reap those rewards and reap those benefits, especially if, like in my previous example, where maybe you're used to making multiple six figures in corporate and it makes sense in the business to pay yourself, let's just say $60,000, then there is a difference between those two numbers and you have to come up with that money somewhere. And that number is going to be, that money is going to come from equity. And real quick, when it comes to determining how much you should be paying yourself, I didn't say this earlier, but it's worth noting. There is a methodology for figuring out how much you pay yourself on a wage. It is not something that is done willy-nilly. It's not something that you just shoot from the hip and do some sort of a guess. It is fairly scientific and it really should be something that is well thought out. The reason that you can sometimes reduce the amount that you would have been paid in corporate versus how much you're paid out of your business is because as business owners, we do a lot of different things in the business. You're not just operating the business. You're not just being a CEO. You might be doing marketing. You might be doing sales. You might even be doing your own bookkeeping or administrative work. And so when you look at the entire picture, oftentimes people can pay themselves less simply because they're doing a lot of different tasks inside the business. So you want to make sure that you're looking at it the right way. Okay, back to equity. So with all that said, your business should be building equity. It should be something that over time is increasing value and you should be creating an asset. At some point, you might want to exit your business. You might want to sell it. You should have an asset there to be able to do so and make a profit. Oftentimes that value is going to be tied in with equity. There are other factors, so it's not just the equity amount, but your business will be generating value. And as it does, and as you make more money, then you can pull that money out and benefit from it personally. The reality is the world of owning a business is very different than working for somebody else. And so knowing the differences in how your taxes are represented and what it looks like to have a tax return for a business and how those taxes show up on your personal tax return, you really need to make sure that you familiarize yourself with this. If you've never done it before, there is no shame in asking questions. You need to ask questions. You need to make sure that you have the information so that you are prepared. There's really nothing worse than just not knowing because it's different. And honestly, as a business owner, if you're new to the game, you're probably learning a lot. It's like drinking from a fire hose. But make sure you ask the right questions. I hope this has been helpful and that it has helped you see what the taxes should look like for your business if you're filing as an S corporation and then how that's reflected on your personal tax return. If this has been helpful, please share this episode with a friend. Let them gain this knowledge as well and then grow as a result and just expand their knowledge. I appreciate it when you share this with your friends, coworkers, peers, whoever it is. I appreciate it. And also, if you need help navigating a transition into being a business owner and the taxes and all the questions that come up, I'd love to have a free discovery call with you. The link is in the show notes. You can go there, schedule a time with me. We can go through, talk about your needs as a business owner and what that would look like and how we can help. And with that said, thank you so much, as always, for listening, showing it for the podcast every week. I appreciate you so much. Until next time.